99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. Wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Yet another week, yet another day. Hey, Kelly K, how are you?
Hey, hey.
So today on the show, Can't Beat Kelly here in about an hour and a half. So that's exciting. Another opportunity for you to pick up $500. You can take down Kelly K, pop culture queen here.
We can even call it Kelly's quarantine cash right now, couldn't we?
Yeah, but you're not really, you're being pretty stingy with it.
I am a little bit.
Okay, so a couple setting the bar stories on the way. Florida making the show, so yeah, all that stuff. How was your weekend?
Well, it looked pretty much like the other weekends.
Yeah, it's all kind of flowing together, isn't it?
I'd love to say that we went and did spectacular things. It was one of those we binged shows. Oh, like, yeah? Our butts were on the couch most of the weekend, diving into shows.
Good.
I'm trying to, we're weaving our way through Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Sassy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And set in the 1920s. We got through, in 2 days, season 6 of Bosch.
Okay.
On,
I haven't checked that out.
I think that's Amazon Prime. I can't remember. But yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
We started that back over the holidays with my parents. Started diving into all the seasons. Yeah, I think those are my accomplishments.
Okay, I mean, it's the small things.
Oh, there was something exciting in the neighborhood. Across the street, my neighbor, Claudia, she turned 18, and she's also graduating from Christian Academy. So the school, that a lot of them have put signs in the yard marking the seniors, and she had a big parade of her friends come through, which was fun.
That's nice.
They got to see my dogs pooping, so that was good. Great.
Good.
That was awesome.
I got to, so, you know, I've been trying to teach my 16-year-old daughters how, you know, to drive and,
right,
and do all the fun things that you and I come pretty standard to people who've been driving a while, right?
Sure.
So they got their first taste of road rage, maybe?
Oh, really?
From another car. So it was
break them in early.
It was one of those things that, I mean, we've all done it, where you kind of come up on a yellow light or a flashing yellow light,
sure,
at an intersection, and I was like, hey, just kind of creep out into the intersection, and so when it starts to turn red, you can turn, right? And so, you know, my daughter, she didn't creep out very far. She's like, oh, okay, I'm in. She was. I could tell she was trying to figure out, like, well, what is, what's happening here? Because I'm like, you gotta watch the cars that are coming at you, because
they're not stopping.
If they're not stopping, then you're not going.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. So it starts to turn red, and I'm like, okay, you could go, and she stalls. So it's a stick shift, right? I'm teaching them how to drive stick shift.
The sweats.
I'm like, okay, it's fine. Just start the car. You're not too far out in the intersection that you're going to obstruct the people that are going on the other on the other street, right? So I'm like, just wait your turn, and when the light turns green, then you'll be fine, and you'll have an arrow, and all's good. So the light turns green, and she starts to turn left, right? And so she's kind of making the turn a little bit wide, and as she turned, I'm like, remember, you always want to turn into the closest lane, you know, on the road.
Right.
And she's like, oh, yeah.
Yes,
and
stay in your lane.
Uh-huh. Right. And so she kind of corrects herself mid turn to go into the left lane. In that time, the guy behind us decides he's going to pass us while turning on the left side.
Oh, wow.
So pass us coming into oncoming traffic on the left side and kind of cuts my daughter off. And she didn't know. She was like,
oh, she was unaware.
She was unaware what was happening. Me.
So she was a little slow to correct herself because she was going to the same place he was, right?
Well, but she was first and he was behind her.
All right.
Exactly. So, so me being omnipresent with this whole thing, I'm like, okay, what'd this guy just do? And so I gesture at him like, what are you doing?
Well, you gotta bring your mama's hug.
I know. And so he flicks her off. I should say he flicks me off because I was the one doing the gesturing, and then I gesture again. Oh my gosh! I was like fired up.
Gestures.
There were some gestures.
Don't you be gesturing at my daughter.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like had it been me, I'd have been like, yeah, okay, whatever. You're a jerk, you know. And I would have kept going. Uh-huh. But all of a sudden, you know, it's like my daughters are now trying to drive.
Papa Bear's puffed up,
and they didn't. Yeah. And they didn't even really do, like, it wasn't such an overcorrection on the turn that he could have thought that she was going in the right lane instead of the left lane, you know?
Uh-huh. That's a lot.
So anyways, they got their first experience with a little bit of road rage. I'm like,
did she gesture back?
No.
Did she say any harsh words?
No. Oh, no. Like I said,
she was just unaware of all that.
She was largely unaware of everything that was happening around her.
Did she see the bird that was flipped at her?
My other daughter did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. I mean, right now they are like
blinders.
Blinders on all they're concentrating on is what they're doing. That's well,
and
all
not
they're
stalling the car. Apparently, that is the because I stalled at a major intersection right there at like Hurstbourne near 64 the Swope area.
Yeah.
That
right.
And
then like, you get the cars honking behind you.
Oh,
and,
yeah. It's the sweats of that. And listen, I didn't learn to drive a stick until I was well into my 20s.
Until you bought a car with a stick shift.
Exactly.
Right.
That weekend.
Yeah.
On my way home.
Yeah.
I learned.
Okay.
That's when I stalled.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Anyways, that was a little bit of excitement.
That's exciting.
You know? But
yeah.
Anyhow.
All right.
And you feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
You know, a lot of couples who are planning weddings during this time have had to postpone, come up with plan B, you know? So those who are having to postpone their weddings have a unique opportunity to win a year's worth of free beer from Busch. So they announced the Busch Wedding Gift Competition. They're going to award a year's supply of Busch beer to couples whose 2020 wedding was postponed or canceled because of all of this. They said you got to post a photo of themselves on social media along with a description on how they plan to celebrate their eventual nuptials. Got to have the hashtags, hashtag Busch Wedding Gift, hashtag sweepstakes. And then they're going to pick some people at random May 2nd.
Okay.
50 smaller prizes can be handed out, too. And I think they're also tossing in some opportunities for groomsmen and bridesmaids.
Well, look at that.
Get them in on that. So all that info is up on the website. Because when you see an opportunity for free beer for
free
a year.
Beer. Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't be doing our due diligence if we weren't putting it out there for the public.
I mean, we're not a 93-year-old grandma that has a sign that says need more beer.
We're not. We don't have that kind of cred.
Right.
But we do have a website. We put that up there.
All right.
So you can see it.
There
I'll
you go.
Tweet it out, too, if you want. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 97.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Game, G-A-M-E. Get that into the website, WDJX.com. $1,000 could be yours. Add your name to that list of winners. WDJX.com. Click win. So you see that now CBS... A lot of these networks are like scratching their head. They're like, we don't have sports. We don't have any new things being produced.
They're like, what do we do?
What do we do? Right. So CBS is now organizing a kind of a funniest home videos sort of thing. But it's all from videos that people have created while in quarantine.
Okay.
So so what they're doing is they're calling it. It's going to happen sometime in May. But they're calling it Home Videos, a Global Phenomenon. And so it's going to be an hour long. It's going to be hosted by Cedric the Entertainer. And it's going to be just a bunch of these kind of viral videos that came to fame while people were in quarantine. Like TikToks and just all these little like videos.
They should throw in Charlie Puth's latest smash hit, 36-second song. That he wrote, he didn't name it. He just said, I wrote the song yesterday in quarantine.
Yeah.
It's glory. It's 36 seconds of perfection.
Well,
and the video is fantastic too.
We know that Charlie Puth has an affinity for making quick songs on the spot because he spun our Wheel of Dares, which was the Wheel of Song, a couple years ago when he rolled through, and he literally made a song up about hair gel.
Yes, so, and it was quite melodic.
Yeah,
loved it.
And it was probably only about 20 seconds too.
It was a banger though.
So, anyways, yeah, look for that coming here in May. See on CBS, they're looking to do it Sometime, yeah, this month. But yeah, they're going to make basically a compilation of a bunch of videos that people have made while in quarantine, kind of similar to America's Funniest Home Videos.
Gotcha.
Hosted by Cedric the Entertainer.
Highlight so. The best of the best on the internet.
I guess so.
Why not?
All she want to do is party on.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. You can always get us on your Alexa device just or your smart speaker. Just ask to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get us right there as well. Text message from a listener, 502-571-9970. Haley writes, "Hey, it is my boyfriend's birthday today. He's 23. Wondering if you guys could do a special birthday shout out." I don't know what a special birthday shout out would entail, but happy birthday. Hope you guys are enjoying quarantine, and hopefully you're staying socially distant and responsible during the entire thing. So there you go. Thank you for listening. By the way, if you guys are working essential businesses and anything, we did this last week, but if you want to give shout outs or whatever, or we will give a shout out to you guys who are at work and, going in and doing the essential businesses and whatever. Just give us a text, 502-571-9970, or you can always tweet us at Ben and Kelly Show right there. Pretty cool. So thank you guys for listening. Appreciate that. Haley, hopefully your boyfriend has a good birthday. Coming up, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Text message 502-571-9970. Donald checks in from LG&E Power Plant. Thank you for listening, Donald. Thank you for all the work that you're doing there. Ronnie checking in from Harbor Freight Tools. Wants to give a shout out to all the Louisville Harbor Freight employees and to store team there in Clarksville. Essential.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate that. Shout out from a listener to all the USPS employees. Yeah, they gotta keep the mail going, that's for sure.
Heck yeah.
And the CCU crew at U of L, Mary and Elizabeth Hospital. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Thank yes, you for it does.
Text messages there at 502-571-9970. Like I said, what Kelly and I do, I mean, we're in the media, so we're deemed essential, but we're not essential.
I don't think that word has ever been used to describe us ever.
No, but you guys, what you guys are doing is essential. And so, we'd like to highlight that. So if ever you want to, send us a text or whatever, we'd love to highlight you and what you're doing.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure. Coming up next, I had to actually clue my wife in on this conversation that we had.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be honest. I played it, I think, for my husband as well.
Kelly and I dive into some hashtag guy talk. Coming up here next.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side. She with a sun no set.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa or your whatever device you're using for smart speaker to play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio, you can get our podcast, all that right there. Like setting the bar. We give you these stories to at least show you that you're not so bad off.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a restaurant closed because of the coronavirus and gorging yourself on thousands of dollars worth of food and drink, well, you're doing okay.
Yeah, it's going to get you in trouble.
It is. Just because these restaurants are closed doesn't mean it's free for you. We're going to introduce you to Luis Ortiz.
The New Haven man is accused of breaking into a now-closed Sol de Cuba restaurant downtown and living in it for days.
Yeah, literally living in this restaurant for several days.
Police say 42-year-old Luis Ortiz set up shop there on Saturday. The manager found him sleeping when he checked on the place yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Police say Ortiz helped himself to food, liquor, and beer.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to move in somewhere like that, it's a good place, I guess, to move in because you got stuff.
Yeah, you got access to restrooms. You got food.
Booze.
He apparently treated himself to 70 bottles of liquor.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
And again, gorging himself on food from the Cuban restaurant and beer as well. So again, Lewis's little run there of living the quote good life inside a restaurant came to an end because this is setting the bar. If you are going to be quarantined inside a restaurant, which one are you choosing?
Jeff Ruby's.
Yeah?
very swanky setting.
I'm saying you probably need someone to cook you the
steaks. 1,000%. I'm going to need to be quarantined with the best chef.
With the head chef.
And maybe a waiter. Maybe a chef and a waiter. Just be socially distant while you're cooking and serving me.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. There you go. That's,
I didn't even hesitate.
Right. No, I knew. That is your go-to.
You know why? Maker's Mark Moose.
That's exactly
right. Yep.
Yeah. All right, setting the bar. Small example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a restaurant closed because of the coronavirus, gorging yourself on thousands of dollars worth of food and drink, well, you're doing okay.
Good note.
He probably didn't have access to the head chef or the waiter.
You know what? To be fair, maybe there wasn't a sign posted saying you're not allowed to come in here and take all of our stuff for free.
You know what?
Even though we're closed.
And this is our service.
Exactly.
We're letting you know that's not right.
Right.
All right, so there you go. That's setting the bar, guys, on DJX. It's time for... Feel good. Do them every hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So Dr. Elvis Francois became an internet sensation a couple of years ago when video of him singing went viral. They call him the singing surgeon.
Okay.
He has since been on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, CNN, Good Morning America, and more. So he got a call a couple weeks ago from a couple of executives from a little known record label called Big Machine.
Oh.
You may know that as Taylor Swift's former label.
Sure.
They wanted to help him record an album to help with coronavirus relief efforts. So he has put out a 4-song EP called Music is Medicine.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
So it's him covering a bunch of songs?
Yes.
All right.
I'll help you carry on.
He's pretty good.
It won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to.
Yeah, so that dropped on Friday.
Nice.
So we've got the info up on our website. You want to see more at WDJX.com.
All right, cool. That's Feel Good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Remember, you're getting the word cheese into the website. C-H-E-E-S-E. You could be $1,000 richer. Just like Teresa was on Friday. She picked up $1,000. Again, just that easy. WDJX.com, click win. So, I don't know, Saturday, if you checked out the One World Together at Home virtual concert special, it was like on all day. It started at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, went on for about 8 hours. Organized by the World Health Organization and Global Citizen, raised about $128 million for healthcare workers in their fight against the coronavirus pandemic. So, that's pretty cool.
That's good. Now, I want to hear, I always love to see that a lot of money is raised. Now, I want to see that money get to where it's supposed to go. That's what you don't hear about. I want to hear that. So hopefully that will get to the people that need it.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, we have to trust, I guess, that it does it. So there were several different performances. Everybody from Paul McCartney, he sang, you know, obviously he's from the Beatles. Did a little rendition of Lady Madonna.
Well, Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet.
Yeah, so that's Paul McCartney. And then
that is not about Madonna the singer.
No, it is not. Not at all. Celine Dion, Gaga, John Legend, and Andrea Bocelli, accompanied by a pianist as they sang the prayer to kind of close it all out. I mean, this was pretty cool.
Lead us to a place.
Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved.
A lot of good singing there, and then
I wonder if they were able to get together and rehearse before that. That's what I've been wondering about all these Zoom performances where you've got everybody in different places.
I mean, you'd think that they would at least run through it once, right? A dry run?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
If that much, because remember, like $30 million was raised before they even went on the air.
It was $35 million, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Right, ended up being $128. Of course, Sean and Camila.
Before I see skies of blue.
doing Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. Bunch of different performances from like the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, like we heard there, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish and her brother, Lizzo, Keith Urban, Jennifer Lopez, bunch of more. We've got the performances. If you missed it, if you want to just, you know, check out a couple on your own, WDJX.com. Pretty cool there. 128 million.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, it is pop culture and you could win not 128 million, but 500.
Close.
Very close.
Real close. It's right. Practically the same amount of money. Well, it still would help, though.
It would help.
$500 and nothing to sneeze at.
It would definitely help.
Absolutely.
Can't beat Kelly. Five pop culture questions and you taking on Kelly K on the way. In just about 15 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming The Ben and Kelly Show.com. This Friday night, we're going to be doing our virtual prom brought to you by Campbellsville University, starting about 8 o'clock, Instagram Live at 99.7 DJX. John Krasinski, he tossed his hat into that virtual prom ring just last Friday night, had a bunch of different stars on, from Chance the Rapper to the Jonas Brothers. To
Billie Eilish
with her brother Phineas there.
Did you go to prom, Billie?
I have never really been to prom. I went to one homeschool prom, which, let me tell you, it's not prom at all.
Homeschool prom's not real prom?
No. Nope.
Well, we're kind of doing homeschool prom right now, and it's working out for us.
It is. This is the best one.
Yeah, so, and, you know, honestly, it wasn't without its awkward moments where...
Oh, yeah, well, that's going to be the nature of the beast. There's always awkward moments whenever anybody's doing these Zoom calls,
right,
or these Zoom interviews.
He did it on YouTube, but yeah, these all these, like, different virtual sort of meetings and things like that, you're going to have those sort of issues that pop up. But this Friday night, Instagram Live, we're hoping that everything goes off without a hitch there. Chances for you to win a bunch of different stuff about every 15 minutes. Everything from some VR goggles to an iPad to some Echo Dots. Everything there this Friday night at 8 o'clock at 99.7 DJX on Instagram. So that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can dive into that. Which, by the way, you did a Zoom call this past Friday.
I did. And so I did a couple of firsts for me. So I did an Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. Never done that before.
Okay.
I figured out how to bring Sarah in. I saw that she was popping on. And I was mixing up my beverage for the virtual happy hour I was doing with Bozzy and our winner, Amanda.
Yeah.
So it worked out pretty well. It was pretty funny because while I'm doing Instagram Live, figuring that out, mixing the drink, my husband is on Facebook Live capturing all that.
Yeah.
So it was like, and it was a little bit of social media inception, but it ended up being fun. So it was a couple of different like radio friends from across the country, and then they had plus ones, and we all got to do this big group Zoom call with Bozzy. Now I was on my phone, so I could only really see the person that's talking.
Yeah.
And so when, you know, Bozzy and I were talking, it was kind of like you could just see the two of us, and it was pretty neat. And I have to be honest, so if you watch the entire Zoom call, and we've got both the videos up of just our portion and the entire thing.
Yeah. Kelly's near the end.
I'm near the end. It was probably best,
right,
because my question was out of left field, and I feel like it was the best.
The would you rather question?
I tossed out a would you rather. This is my question.
Okay.
Would you rather use toilet paper that... told you how bad you smelled every single time you used it.
Like down there?
Yeah.
Oof.
Or would you rather use a deodorant that bit you every time you use it?
I got to go toilet paper.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what Bozzy said. Okay. Watch the video.
All right.
But I got him to say a sassy word, too.
Okay, great.
And he enjoyed it.
All right.
So
that's cool.
I feel like I got the MVP for the best question.
All right. So at 99.7 DJX on Facebook and Instagram, and then you can always check out the... all those videos, WDJX.com, we got them there.
He said he really liked this. He said, you know, this kind of thing just felt really cool and intimate and real. And so he really had a good time.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. See the videos, WDJX.com. It's
the Zoom
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. Everybody say hey to Jonathan calling us from New Albany.
Hey, Jonathan.
Morning.
All right, so Jonathan, how you doing this morning? You doing all right in quarantine and all that?
I'm essential. I'm at work, so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dang.
Okay, well, thank you for all you do.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, so what would you do with this $500 if you happen to win?
I still got to pay bills, so that's what I'm going to go for.
All right, so here it is, five pop culture questions. You get more right than Kelly, you win that money, okay?
Thank you.
So let's kick Kelly out of the room.
Okay, bye, Jonathan. Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Kelly is out of the room. Door shut. Here we go. Your questions. You got about 5 seconds to answer each question. Question number one for you, Jonathan. On May 4th, the Disney Plus streaming service will premiere an 8-part docuseries about the making of this popular series, The Mandalorian. What is the significance of releasing it on May 4th?
It's May the 4th be with you day.
Question number two. This popular Netflix star is in talks to get a new radio show. That would be broadcast from behind bars. Who is it?
Joe Exotic.
The Last Dance premiered last night, chronicling the life and team of this Hall of Fame player.
Michael Jordan.
This celebrity has changed her baby's son's name, Jean Attell, as it sounded like genital.
Oh, it's Amy Schumer.
Question number five. This band announced plans for a 10-year reunion in July, but it may be without one of its members. Which band is it?
We Came as Romans.
Let's bring in Kelly. Kelly!
And how did he do?
Jonathan got four right.
Okay.
She's,
All right.
All right. Jonathan, sit back and let Kelly sit in the hot seat for a sec, okay?
Let's see how she does.
Jonathan's...
You're feeling pretty proud, isn't he?
Jonathan's a little bit sweaty, but now he's going to let...
He's puffing up his chest now.
All right, he's got four right. Here we go. Question number one for Kelly. On May 4th, the Disney Plus streaming service will premiere an 8-part docuseries about the making of the popular series The Mandalorian. What is the significance of releasing it on May 4th?
That's Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Question two. This popular Netflix star is in talks to get a new radio show that would be broadcast from behind bars.
Who three, was that? Was that? Who was that?
Two. One. Okay.
Nope.
Can't give you that one. Joe Exotic is who we're looking for.
Oh, that's so easy.
Okay.
That's so easy.
Jonathan, she's got to get all three of these right, the last three right to get tie with you, okay?
All right.
All right, you ready? Here we go. Question number three. The Last Dance premiered last night, chronicling the life and team of this Hall of Fame player.
Oh, guys, it's sports.
Three, two.
I don't know.
One.
I don't know. I don't know.
That is incorrect, Kelly. Michael Jordan is who we're talking about. Question number four. This celebrity has changed her baby's son's name, Jean Attell, as it sounded like genital.
Amy Schumer.
Is correct. And question five. This band announced plans for a 10-year reunion in July, but it may be without one of its members. Which band is it?
One Direction.
Is correct.
Jonathan, that's not good enough, is
if
it?
If you were keeping score, Kelly got only three correct.
All right, that's awesome.
Which means, Jonathan, you beat Kelly K.
Jonathan, you win.
Hey, that's great. I'm ecstatic. That's money in the bank.
So. Jonathan gets $500.
I know it's been a little while too, so that's awesome.
Jonathan, congratulations. Yes. You get to hang your head high because you have just beaten Kelly K. So, $500 going to you. And Kelly, we need for you to say something for us.
Oh, my name is Kelly, and I cannot beat Jonathan.
That is right, Jonathan! You beat Kelly K! You beat
That's
Kelly
right,
K! You know what? But, Jonathan, you wanted her to win so bad, didn't you? You wanted her to win. You wanted her to win.
For her self-confidence, yes, absolutely. But I want the money, so.
There you go. Jonathan, congratulations. Katie texts in and says, I'm freaking out. Bruce texts in and says, Kelly, what the hell?
I know.
Yeah, so, I mean, that Joe Exotic one you should have had right.
I'm not going to lie. She probably should have gotten that right anyways, too. So there you go. Congratulations, Jonathan. We're going to need you to hang on the line for a quick sec for us. But congratulations. You have beat Kelly K.
Thank you.
Run in circles. Run away. Run away. Run away.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. If you missed it, yes, there was an upset, I'm going to go ahead and say, on Can't Beat Kelly. As Kelly has chalked up her first loss of the year, we'll get the podcast up so you can actually play along and see if you would have beat Kelly as well. But congrats again to Jonathan of New Albany.
Bruce said everybody on planet Earth beat me today. Ooh. So there's that.
Oh, man. Jonathan's quick to throw a little bit of shade your way.
Yeah, Mark was like, send the paramedics. I'm down. I can't get back up.
Yeah, Missy tweets, go Jonathan, hashtag you beat Kelly, hashtag New Albany represent. Yeah, so Jonathan obviously from the 47150 there, picking up $500 there for Can't Beat Kelly. 99.7 DJX, coming up next, Florida making the show.
Is this a good thing, is it a bad thing? Because typically, it's a bad thing.
Well, what do you think?
I don't think it's good.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna go ahead and leave that unanswered for right now because it really just depends on who you are. All right? So we'll get to that coming up in a few minutes as Florida's making the show on 99.7 DJX. Florida making the show. So remember last week when we gave you the Florida story that highlighted the fact that the WWE was declared an essential business.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And so they were allowed to hold wrestling tournaments and whatnot there in the great state of Florida as part of our sports segment. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis gave the green light just on Friday for people and local communities to reopen the beaches. But a couple different things, you know, with the beaches. You had to... it was, and the term that they used kind of made me smile.
Okay.
The beaches were only going to be used for essential things.
What do they consider essential beach things?
Essential beach things. Running.
Okay.
Swimming.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Okay.
Biking.
Yeah.
No sunbathing.
No laying out.
That's
basically the kibosh on that.
The only thing that they're saying you can't do at the beach. Don't lay out.
But not even if you're like 6 feet apart.
So
you're just laying there.
They open the beaches and they're like, hey, be responsible. But we wouldn't be talking about it.
They weren't being responsible at all.
You see the photos from the weekend at the beaches there in Florida, and it looked like it was spring break.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were like, yeah, sure, we'll go. All right.
Like, did they expect anything less? Like, when you first open up the beaches after everyone's been quarantined, locked in their house, everyone's going out.
Local reports say that, quote, people came faster than a seagull chasing a French fry.
Of course, yes. Absolutely. I totally believe that.
So, you know, here's the thing. We chuckle because Florida always continues to do
Florida things.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the reality is, like let's continue to just be responsible human beings.
But see, listen, how do they monitor that? Do they have everybody get each other's numbers and coordinate? Like, all right, you go between 11 and 1, and you go between, like, how in the world were they going to coordinate waves of that to moderate how many people are there? You just can't.
Here's an idea. Let's not open up the beaches yet.
Here's
the thing. I get it. Like, I get the fact that you know, if you are still encouraged to go outside and take a walk in your neighborhood and things like that. And so
I'd want to walk on the beach.
The beaches are outside.
Yes.
But you got to be responsible about it.
Okay.
So anyways, Florida making the show there, courtesy of the public beaches that have now been opened there and the hashtag Florida morons that has now popped up on.
That's the hashtag now
on Florida morons on the social media.
Bless their hearts.
All right. Yes.
All right.
Florida Bless your hearts.
I'm a little jealous, though. I mean, wouldn't that be nice if we live near a beach? Wouldn't you go run by? You're a runner. Wouldn't you go run by the beach? You would.
I mean, maybe. Florida making the show there. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, it's the word bread, B-R-E-A-D. That is what you're getting into the website at WDJX.com for that shot at $1,000 today. All right, feel good. We do them every single hour here throughout the morning, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Listen, I could file this under a couple of categories.
All right.
Feel good and sporty. Sports.
Oh, I'm just going to give you the bed for that one.
Sports.
We're gonna give you the bag.
Sports.
This is
for
you, Sparky.
Thank you.
Okay, so NBA star, former UK Wildcat, Rajon Rondo, did something pretty cool, paying for groceries for seniors here in Louisville at Kroger.
Yeah, from WDRB.
Well, some local seniors got a big assist from an NBA star today.
Rajon Rondo did to help dozens of senior citizens.
Definitely a humbling feeling to be able to help out and put a smile on some people's faces. A lot of people told me they would pray for me, which obviously in time of need, you can never ask for too much prayer. I'm just continuing to have faith. You know, try to find things that, you know, try to find happiness in certain little things that you may have not have found them in, you know, once before.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's
there.
Awesome. We see you, Rondo.
Yeah.
We see you.
I like that.
That's feel good. And it's food.
Sparks.
Thank you, DRB.
Ah, that was great.
We do it a little bit differently than they do.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's probably why they would never have us be TV reporters. Sports!
And you feel good. Like that.
That was awesome. That's a twofer.
Twofer on DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Shout out to our latest hometown hero, which, by the way, we've been able to do this as so far the second week in a row where we buy lunch for a hometown hero that you've nominated.
And their coworkers, their crew.
Yeah, yeah. And their coworkers and crew. And we literally will go and socially responsibly deliver lunch to them and their crew. So yeah, Dion over there at Norton Brownsboro, he was nominated by his wife, and he has an 8-year-old and a 3-month-old twins at home.
Aww.
And so we were able to go by on Friday afternoon with some salsaritas and some core water and Canada Dry Bold and hook up Dion and the rest of his crew there at Norton Brownsboro Hospital. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool there. And you can get your nomination in and just celebrate those hometown heroes here. It doesn't have to be a healthcare worker. It could be anybody that you deem heroic.
Yeah, there are people working in grocery stores. There are delivery people. There are so many essential businesses out there and people, you know, having to show up for work, even though, you know, everything is going on. So tell us about them.
And, you know, when you think about essential workers, 2 months ago, we would have never probably thrown half of the people that we are now into that category.
Exactly.
But here we are because, you know, we now have realized, okay, who are the people that really are essential to our livelihood and making everything work? And Kelly and I should not be in that category.
It's funny. They're calling us essential.
Right, exactly.
But we are not doing the kind of work that other essential people are doing.
No.
We're just in a little studio. We're telling some jokes.
We're thankful to be able to do this every single day. And
but we're giving money and stuff, and that's good.
And today we're on for an extra hour as a show. So on till 11, as if you didn't have enough Ben and Kelly in your life.
Yeah, they needed more.
Now you needed more.
All
so
right. I think that's precious.
Enjoy that after today and in for the foreseeable future.
And then Kel on till 1.
Yeah,
so
you know,
you're going to get a lot of Kel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of Kel.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, you won't be talking nearly as much as you do now. So that's
true.
That's good.
Because I'm starting to run out of words.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I'll be mute by the time I get home.
So what we're saying is we are not hometown heroes.
No.
You nominate your hometown hero.
Yes.
At WDJX.com, click win, and maybe we could be showing up with some free lunch for them and their crew on Friday here. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. And as I said, there are a lot of news crews and media that are having to adjust how they deliver the news and and entertainment to you, and a lot of them having to do it from home.
Absolutely. And you know what? I have something in common mm-hmm. with this particular situation.
Yeah.
She was demonstrating how to cut her own hair.
That's right. This reporter was doing a news story on cutting hair.
And in her bathroom.
The fact that barbers aren't open and salons aren't open. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing a live news segment with a naked man in your shower, you're doing okay.
Oops.
This out of KCRA-TV.
People definitely want access to their services.
So people won't have to do this.
Okay, so it's cutting back to her.
Yeah, and she's cutting her own bangs.
Right, in her bathroom. But then you notice the mirror.
The mirror.
And then the reflection in the mirror to what's behind her.
It's real evident.
That there is a man who is showering absolutely naked.
He's standing to the side.
The reason you can tell is because
it's profile shot.
Much longer. In Stockton, Melinda Meza, KCRA 3 News.
Oh, she is brave.
Yeah, she is. And so is he. He didn't realize how brave he was.
Here's the thing. Did she not know that he was in the shower? She had to have known she was
known.
In the shower.
She had to have known. Shower's allowed.
And
it's right behind her.
And if who's the guy? Is it her husband?
Ooh. Oh, let's hope it's her husband or at least her boyfriend and she's not married to somebody else. OMG.
So if it's her husband, couldn't she have said, hey, I'm getting ready to do a live report. Why don't you wait and take a shower later?
You would think that you there would be some sort of communication between the two of them. Like, hey, hon, about to go live.
But yeah, he is standing.
No, yeah, he's
fully to the side.
To the side.
You can see
everything.
What is happening?
Everything.
At least he's getting clean. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've retweeted that.
Of course we did.
And it's...
And the tweet is just like, let me know when you see it. It's instant. I'll tell you it's instant.
And I gotta... No.
You don't have to search.
I gotta be honest. I was searching.
Really?
I was thinking that it was going to be something like an adult toy that was on her counter by mistake.
Instantaneously it stuck out to me.
Okay. Well, maybe you gravitate towards that sort of thing. And I don't.
I don't know. Do I have a radar?
Maybe you do.
All right. Okay. Maybe I'm fancy.
So yeah, if you want to see what the reporter who is reporting from her bathroom, what it looks like, just go to @BenAndKellyShow on Twitter.
Almost had that kind of a moment when we were doing a Facebook Live. I was cutting my husband's hair in the bathroom. My daughter comes in. She's like, I gotta go potty. And almost like went to the bathroom right in the middle of the Facebook Live. We stopped it from happening.
Right. Right.
But anything can happen when you're at home and it's live TV.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So @BenAndKellyShow if you want to see that and setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, doing a live TV shot.
The naked guy in the background.
Yep. You're doing okay.
All right.
Dua Lipa, 99.7 DJX. Little did she know she was going to be releasing two quarantine bangers during this pandemic. And Don't Start Now, where she's literally like, just stay home, don't come out. And then her Break My Heart, where kind of the same thing.
She is the quarantine queen.
Like, she has literally...
We didn't know we needed.
She couldn't have planned this.
She couldn't have.
No. Just happened at the right time.
Thank goodness we have her.
I think she's doing okay, though.
Yes.
With all this.
She's doing all right.
Yeah.
She's quarantining with her boyfriend. Apparently, they're happy.
Oh, well, good for her.
Yeah. You know what? You know who else? Another celebrity that's really loving the quarantine life? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
He says that has really done wonderful things for his marriage.
Yeah, he's saying that they're practicing making babies.
That's great.
So good for him.
That's good for him.
And his wife. And all that.
Slow clap for all that.
For all that.
I'll tell you, two celebrities that I love to follow is The Rock and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, you were saying that when you walked in this morning because the video, obviously, of Dwayne The Rock Johnson singing more Moana songs to his daughter.
Oh, yeah. It's like he said for like the 976th time,
right.
He's got to sing his You're Welcome.
You're Welcome.
And right. His daughter, who's nearly two, is sitting on his lap, like singing along and dancing too. She loves it. Can't hear it enough.
Uh-huh.
And then Mark Wahlberg's wife and 10-year-old daughter has taken to TikTok and they are mastering it.
I mean, hey.
Like his daughter's dressing up like Tiger King.
Yeah.
That's how amazing it is.
If you've got to find a skill, then this quarantine is, and you know, being socially distant is a time to do it. And to the tune where a lot of these networks are going, well, what the heck are we going to do? With there's no sports, no TV shows being created. how do we still have programming?
Yeah.
And so CBS has decided they're going to put together an hour-long, like, variety, funniest home videos type of thing.
Best of the internet.
People going viral on during this pandemic.
They need to put The Rock and Mark Wahlberg in there. And I'll tell you what, John Krasinski's Some Good News needs to be a television show. Put that on network TV.
I mean,
it's amazing.
Why not?
It's so entertaining.
Why not?
He does such a good job with it. It's like, you know what? He is way more entertaining than any of the other late night hosts ever combined. He's so good.
It's because he's not trained and he doesn't care.
Exactly. And he's just naturally funny.
He's just doing it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. So CBS, look for that sometime in May as they're going to release Home Videos, a Global Phenomenon, where it's just a bunch of ordinary people like getting viral fame on TikTok and on Instagram and on, you know, Facebook and YouTube and stuff like that during this pandemic.
That's where all the content is now.
Right. Right.
Everyone's so, getting to the end of Netflix and then they go to the YouTube.
And they're like, all right, now what?
What's on the internet?
Here it is. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, on till 11 now and for the near future here. On 99.7 DJX, and you're wondering, wow, what kind of content could they deliver us for another hour? And I'm saying quarantine constipation is a real thing.
Oh, there it is.
So that's the type of quality content and programming that you're going to get.
That's the stuff that they're keeping us on for.
The way quarantine has changed your bathroom habits.
Oh, wow.
Has resulted in people experiencing quarantine constipation.
Is it because we're eating, like, awful things? We're eating all the snacks.
Lack of physical exercise, okay. Poor sleep, changes in eating schedules, yes. Stress, all that leads
all
to
that.
It. Yep, that's,
okay.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, wow.
And they're offering, so you ready for some tips?
Some hot tips, some hot constipation.
Quarantine constipation tips.
Okay. All right, I'm writing it down.
This is where
Hang
we
on.
Are. This
Hang
is
on.
Where we are, guys. Guys, okay. we're a month, we're over a month into quarantine.
Uh-huh.
This is where the show has gone to.
Well, this is realistic. Okay, I'm ready to write it down.
Tips for kicking the quarantine constipation. Ready?
Got it.
Working out 2 days a week can significantly improve your constipation.
2 day workout. Got it.
Yeah, I mean working out because you know it naturally works everything out.
Sure.
Right. Jiggles everything around.
All right.
So, add more fiber.
Fiber.
Fiber helps.
More fiber.
Stay
All right.
hydrated.
Yes, water.
Yes.
Drink more water.
Like water, not alcohol.
Right. Oh.
Even though alcohol sales are up 800-some%. Water.
I got to say, my daiquiri / pina colada intake has skyrocketed.
Has it really?
It really has.
I mean, I've got to say, we like my wife and I, we have rediscovered cocktails that we have long since forgotten. She's like,
oh, this is so good.
So she looked up a whiskey sour recipe.
Yeah.
Because we had been diving into the old fashions, like making some old fashions.
Sure.
And then she's like, hey, try this. And I was like, oh, what's that? She's like, oh, I just made up a whiskey sour.
Look at that.
How's that? You know, like, so yeah.
I'm taking up day drinking too.
Right. Stay hydrated. Water. And then keep your stress and anxiety low. Easy for them to say.
Exactly. That's,
but it says
that's tough.
When you can relax, whether it's yoga, meditation, or simply taking a walk.
Taking a walk. Yes, yes, yes.
That can help work your intestines out.
Working the intestines out. All
so
right.
Some hot tips, hot quarantine tips. Constipation tips here for you.
It's
from the show that cares.
Good information. I wrote it down.
Did you?
I did. I got a list.
All right, you're going to recite it back to me?
Oh, yeah. Okay, number one, 2 day workout. Number two, more fiber. Number three, water. Number four, don't stress a lot. And number five, walk.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I got it.
Hot tips.
I paid attention.
Feel good. Do this every hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
Okay, so got a Facebook message from Gabby Jaggers.
Okay.
She said, I have another feel good for you from Baptist Healthy Louisville. Nursing has undoubtedly been a stressful and important job in the last few weeks, more so than any time recently. The hospital and the city has buckled down to keep the patients and community safe. So as a way of celebrating every patient that's discharged after recovering from the coronavirus, mm-hmm. the halls echo with the song, Here Comes the Sun.
Aww.
It's played over the hospital intercom system whenever a COVID patient is discharged. It's played throughout the day as a joyous reminder to our patients that are recovering, for our staff that are so dedicated to helping these patients and families get well. I saw nurses celebrating with little dances as this happy and inspirational song played yesterday. Just a little joy and celebration during this dark
Look
time.
Look at that.
Isn't that great? Thank
That's
you, Gabby,
stuff.
For sharing that with us. It's really good news to talk about the people that are recovering.
Right.
You know, it's a nice break in all kind of like the doom and gloom that you might get on the news.
100%.
Yeah, the good things are happening. Good people are doing good things out there. So thanks for sharing, Gabby. It's a lovely day.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 JX. You know, live with Kelly and Ryan is on. And they've been quarantined for a while, but Ryan's not on. It's just Kelly and her husband, Mark Consuelos.
Oh, yeah. Ryan's just like, listen, I can't today.
And you,
I just can't.
Well, what do you notice about Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark?
He's that got a stash. Different? He's yeah. rocking the stash.
Yeah, he totally is.
He's rocking a stash. That's not my favorite look.
I was going to say. See,
it's not my favorite look.
He is an attractive man.
He's a handsome man.
Do you think it works on him?
No.
Okay.
I just don't. I don't agree with it.
I did ask.
I protest just the stash.
I did throw that out to my wife. I was like, so what if I just rocked a stash?
She shut it down before you finished the sentence, right?
She did.
Okay.
She did.
I know one thing about your wife. She would have shut that down before you finished saying the sentence.
But had I walked in, like, how could you have... You could have handled it, right?
No, sir.
You wouldn't have even been able to look at me?
I wouldn't have been able to look at you during the show without needing to Google incessantly.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I can't. No. So I'm picturing it now. Wait, cover this up.
There are some people who can...
No, sir.
There are some people who can do...
No, there's really not.
There are some people who can do a mustache.
Maybe Tom Selleck back in the 80s. That is it. That is the only one that was legal. And even, to be honest, I wasn't a super fan of it then.
I think you're going to see a lot of... new facial hair experiments coming out of quarantine.
Let's not do that one, though.
You don't
Let's
think?
Let's not do that one.
I don't think the mustache...
I don't know. It's a little creepy.
Yeah. I mean...
It's got a creepy look for me.
Kelly Ripa seems to be okay with it. She's not necessarily continually making fun of her husband.
There's years of groundwork in the marriage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I think he can do anything. It's fine.
Okay.
However.
I mean, we have years of groundwork.
Yeah, but no. No.
I have years of groundwork with my wife.
And I stand with her. She said no. I feel like immediately. No.
She did. She did say no. She shut down the facial hair.
No.
All right. So
I'm glad we worked that out.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Before you made unfortunate choices with the Clippers.
Literally just go into the bathroom, then come out with a whole new look.
What happened?
I've done that before.
Yeah.
The results have not been pretty.
Exactly.
Right. So.
You did not have permission.
So sometimes you got to run that stuff by the... But by the people who see your face the most.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, no, she gets the final say. You didn't get permission.
Doja Cat, 99.7 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Bonus hour. And I got to imagine that Blue Ivy and maybe Sean Carter or Beyonce maybe watched our videos at 99.7 JX.
I think it's probably must-watch viewing for them.
On YouTube or Instagram?
Sure.
You know, Sarah does this Science with Sarah, right?
Uh-huh.
Where she kind of does this little easy-to-do science experiment that's easy for the kids
at home?
For sure.
Sure. And the very first one she did was demonstrating why it's important to wash your hands and how dirt reacts to soap.
Guess who just did the same video? Blue Ivy.
Since we're stuck at home, I have this little DIY experiment that you can do at home too. This is the coronavirus or any virus. It's actually just pepper.
Yeah, so she's got like a bowl that has pepper in it.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to show you.
So did Sarah.
Stick your finger inside of soap. Then put your finger in it and the virus goes out.
Look at that.
This is why it's very important to wash your hands. Because if you wash your hands will stay clean. But if you keep your hands dirty...
Uh-oh. What happens?
What happens?
You might get sick.
You might get the corona. You don't want that.
Blue Ivy rolling in with some hot PSA knowledge.
She is kind of adorable.
I hope you guys are staying safe. Wash your hands extra and please stay at home. Love y'all. Bye.
Okay, so...
She's eight. She knows.
Is it just me or... I feel like Blue Ivy shouldn't talk that well yet.
Yeah. For eight? Well...
No, I'm saying in my mind, I still feel like
she's much younger.
Yeah, like a two-year-old.
Well, she's grown up. They grow up so fast,
Benji.
They grow up so fast.
I know. Oh, my gosh. we've got that video if you want to see it.
Up on WDJX.com, as well as the inspiration, we're sure.
Yeah, right.
The inspiration, Sarah's.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, setting the bar... you're like, whoa, why is Ben and Kelly still on? We're like, well, you know.
Surprise.
Figured you need an extra hour here.
Sure.
So what kind of content are you going to give us? Well, here's the thing. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing a live news segment with a naked man in your shower, you're doing okay. That's the type of stuff we're going to be bringing you.
People definitely want access to their services.
So people,
won't have to do this.
Okay, so this is a news reporter, Melinda, out of KCRA-TV in Sacramento, who's kind of doing a
live news, shot from her bathroom.
From her bathroom there, you see her sink, her mirror, and she's showing you, like, everybody's pain of cutting your hair at home because no salons or barbers or anything like that are open.
And she's a brave woman. She cuts her own bangs right then and there.
Yeah.
Much longer. In Stockton, Melinda Meza, KCRA 3 News.
Yeah, so she just kind of signs off. But what makes this extra special is what is reflected in the mirror of her bathroom.
She was unaware. There's a naked man.
There's
right
a naked
her.
Man in the shower that's right behind her.
And we have a lot of questions.
And it's not just like you can see tush.
Oh, it's real obvious. He is turned to the side. It's a profile shot.
Yeah, he's packing.
It's full length. Sorry, no, the shot, not until, oh God, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about him.
Okay. Trevor Daniel, 99.7 DJX, was supposed to be a part of Forecastle, which obviously by now you know Forecastle Festival has just canceled and they're going to come back in 2021. You know, along the same lines, Taylor Swift just announced her, you know, she was going to do like a couple small shows. She wasn't going to go on full tour.
Yeah, they were like Loverfest, yeah. West and East. That right. was it.
Exactly. And I mean, we even had plans to send you. And she just pulled the plug on that as well. And saying that she's going to try to push those back to 2021 instead. So.
And Ticketmaster is announcing that they're going to offer refunds for concerts canceled because of all this.
I mean, finally.
Yeah. Starting May 1st, you can request a refund for a 30-day period.
They weren't doing that at first.
Well, I think they were waiting to see if a lot of them were going to go ahead and try to reschedule once the quarantine
was lifted.
Guideline was lifted. Yeah.
So there you go. So I guess you're just going to have to close your eyes and envision, like, artists like The Weeknd singing this to you live on 99.7 DJX. Well, there you go, Ben and Kelly, extra hour. How are you doing? It's my name is Ben, that is Kelly.
Hi there.
If you want to see some of the cool things that we've been able to hook you guys up with virtually, right up there on the website, WDJX.com. There have been several from Sarah interviewing the guys at from Surfaces to J-Dub talking to Noah Cyrus. To Mackenzie talking to different artists and everything. And then you got an opportunity to talk to Bozzy on Friday.
Yeah, we had a little happy hour party, little virtual happy hour. So a bunch of radio friends from across the country and their plus ones. I had winner Amanda kind of checking in together. And we got to ask Bozzy one question.
Yep, and this was Kelly's.
Would you rather live in a world where toilet paper can talk and constantly comments on how bad you smell?
Okay.
Or would you have to use a deodorant that bites you every time you use it?
Ah, bites you every time you use it.
Right?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going toilet paper. I think that's what I'm going.
Okay.
Bozzy, you want to hear what he said?
Yep.
All right.
I could put up with the toilet paper because I actually usually commentate on myself. I'll be like, I'm really disgusting. So, I think I could handle some negative toilet paper because I like my deodorant. You know, I get out of the shower, I feel clean. You know, I don't really like getting bit. So.
Yeah. Like getting bit. I think he and I, look at that. Same type of answer there.
You know what? You're like brothers from another mother.
Kind of.
Yeah.
In a weird sort of way.
I think
he appreciated
my question because mine was real different.
Then
I came out of left field.
Everybody else's?
And I was the last one.
Okay.
So I closed it out strong.
All right. That's good.
You can see both videos, by the way, the little behind the scenes of just kind of our part because I'm at the end, or you can see the entire Zoom happy hour party. It's up at WDJX.com. Super fun.
Cool. All right. Tomorrow, we're going to try to come back with more phone taps and more Setting the Bar stories. If you missed anything from the show, including the epic Can't Beat Kelly.
Something big happened today.
Yep. You can catch up on the podcast, either the small little segments just to get your fix there or the entire show.
The video is up and my face, I think, says a lot.
All right. WDJX.com. Click listen. That'll do it for us as a show. Kelly's going to be in for the next couple hours. Have a go. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.